There are some odd museums around the world. Museums for mustard, shoes, wax, even toilet seats. Well, you can add another name to the curious museum list, the Moist Towelette Museum in East Lansing. John French is the curator. That's when he's not busy being the production coordinator at MSU's Abrams Planetarium. John, how long have you been collecting wet naps?
Oh, it's probably been 20 years or so since I've been collecting moist towelettes. I've got quite a few in the collection over 20 years.
What was the moist towelette that made you say, hey, you know what, I'm going to start collecting these?
Well, it was really kind of the Internet. The Internet was new, and I was working somewhere at a planetarium in Pittsburgh at the time with colleagues there, and we used to just be amazed at the weird things you could find on the Internet. But one thing that I was looking for some reason, was something about moist towelettes, and I saw there wasn't any websites for moist towelettes, so I thought, well, I'm going to try to make a moist towelette website. And it took me several years of collecting before I felt I had enough to put it up on the web.
But you have actually crossed paths with other collectors, haven't you?
I have since then, yes. Yes, I have talked with some other moist towelette collectors, and there was someone from Israel that sent me an email asking if I would trade some towelettes, and so I sent some off to him, and he sent some to me, and we both improved our collections, I suppose.
Now, what does it take for a moist towelette to become part of your collection? What are you looking for?
Well, something just kind of interesting and unique. Actually, just yesterday I got one in the mail from someone that gave me one that was from the Russian Railways. It's a really interesting moist towelette. It's all written in Russian, so I don't really know exactly what it says, other than it has a picture of a train on it, and in English it says Russian Railways. So something like that is really unique and kind of interesting, and I would put that in the museum, although I do have quite a few just basic ones, the original wet nap towelette, the moist wipe towelette, and basic lemon-scented towelettes.
And you actually have one celebrity towelette, don't you?
Yeah, I do have a celebrity towelette. I refer to it as being in the celebrity wing of the Moist Towelette Museum, although it's really the only thing in that wing. probably about 15 years ago, I sent an email to the Car Talk guys, Tom and Ray, and asked if they'd send a towelette to the museum. And sure enough, I got a moist towelette back from Tom and Ray. Actually, from Doug Berman, their producer, sent it to me, but it says it was used first by Tom, then by Ray. And it's an oil cleaning towelette to clean grease and oil off your hands after working on a car.
So after Tom passed, I guess suddenly your celebrity wing had a little more interest, I would suspect.
I suppose so, yeah.
Now, do you get people ever stopping by? Is this in your office at the Abrams Planetarium? Where is the collection?
It is, yeah. It's in my office, and, I'm here, weekdays, 9 to 5, and you can always stop in and just take a look if anybody would like to stop by and check it out.
And I suspect you're always open to cool donations from travelers.
Yes, and actually most of the collection that I have is from donations that people have given me. A lot of my planetarium colleagues across the country know that I collect moist towelettes, and they've sent them to me, but also just people that saw the website or heard another news story about it have decided to donate to it, and I have a lot of towelettes that come from places that I've never visited. I'd love to be able to visit all the places that these towelettes have come from. I've got them from China, from Morocco, from Brazil, all over the place.
Do you have a personal favorite?
Oh, there's quite a few that I really enjoy. I have one that's from a sumo wrestling match. It actually has a picture of a couple of sumo guys on it. And a friend of mine that went to Japan said that they went to a sumo wrestling match, and they give out little kind of picnic lunch boxes that have some food in it. And in there was the moist towelette, and it had the sumo guys wrestling on it. So that's always a fun one. Probably the oldest one I have is one that's called a wash-up towelette and has a date on the back. It says 1963. I didn't even realize they made them that old.
Are most of these still unopened, so they are still moist, to the best of your knowledge? They're in their packages?
Yeah, I have not opened most of them. Every once in a while, though, some of the ones that I have multiple duplicates of, I'll open up to see, and I've noticed that You know, some of the moist towelettes that have more of a paper-type wrapping, they do tend to dry out, but if they have a foil or a, you know, more of a plastic-type wrapper, they do seem to hang on to their moisture over many years.
And I even have to wonder if the scent, for example, the scent that might appeal to an American does not appeal to someone in Russia who's on the Russian trains.
Yeah, I wonder. I know, you know, quite a few of them have that lemony scent, but I do have some from France that I have not opened up, but it does say it's a perfume towelette, Revlon Parfum Paris, it says, from Air France. And I'm not going to open that one, but I am kind of curious as to what it might smell like in there.
Well, donations can be made in case you are a traveler and you come across some cool towelettes. And check out the website as well, moisttowelettemuseum.com. That's moisttowelettemuseum.com. John French is curator of the Moist Towelette Museum in East Lansing, as well as production coordinator at Michigan State University's Abrams Planetarium. Fun talking with you, John. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.